Our militant grammarian, Catherine Shirlds, loves to examine words. This week, she talks to Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums about different ways words can be misused or misunderstood. She says this isn't the first time she's discussed the ways the English language can be confused.
You know, we've talked about several kinds of groupings of words, especially those that were heard wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I believe your favorite was the Mondegreen.
Yes.
And what is a Mondegreen?
Mondegreen is, help me out here, a Mondegreen, didn't we talk about that with Christmas?
I think some of them were Christmassy, yeah. Yeah, like...
a misheard lyric or...
Mine from my childhood was the little George Jesus lay sleeping.
Yes.
Yeah. Or things like Chester drawers.
It's not Chester drawers.
It's chest of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to say that you and I, the two word nerds, are going to discuss the difference between a Mondegreen and an eggcorn.
Eggcorn. All right. Excellent. Eggcorn sounds like something you would drink at Christmas.
It does, doesn't
it? Yes.
Grammar Planet introduced me to the word eggcorn, so let's talk a bit about what they are.
Can I ask how it's spelled?
Egg. Corn.
Just like it sounds.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm. An eggcorn is a misheard word or phrase that retains the original meaning.
Okay.
So we'll get into some examples here.
All right.
Typically, the eggcorn sounds very similar to the word or phrase it's substituting and can even seem to make sense, which is why they cause confusion.
Yeah.
For instance, moot point. That's a moot point. Or mute point.
Right.
It's a mute point.
Right. And I can see, so it's moot.
Moot is the actual
phrase.
Right.
Meaning that it's a point that has no
meaning. Has no application.
Bearing.
Bearing. Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm.
Mute, of course, means silent.
Yes.
So you could see where that would get confusing.
But you will hear a lot of people say that's a mute point.
The point is mute.
So I don't want you to talk about it anymore. I want you to be mute about it because it's yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Kyle, let's see if you can guess what the original phrase was in these eggcorns.
Okay, you're going to give me the eggcorn. I'm going to tell you what it
is should be.
Accidentally substituting for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bold face lie.
Bald face lie.
Right.
But bold face makes so much sense.
Yes, right. And that's why it's an eggcorn. Because, well, that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah. Chomp at the bit.
Chomp at the bit is the eggcorn.
Right.
Champ at the bit.
Yes. Which is a word we never use except in that phrase.
Right. It's a horse term,
the bit is in the horse's mouth. And champing, I think, is kind of like grinding on or something.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Doggy dog world.
Dog eat dog world?
Yeah. Doggy dog. For all intensive purposes.
Oh, my goodness. For all intents and purposes.
Yes. It's intents and purposes.
Right, but I hear intensive purposes often. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. One in the same.
One and the same.
Yes.
But people will say one
in the
same. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think I do that.
I bet I do too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the term eggcorn is modern, actually. In 2003, a professor of linguistics named Jeffrey Pullum saw a discussion about a woman who had substituted the phrase eggcorn for the word acorn.
Ah.
And so he suggested using that word, eggcorn, as the name for similar word substitution. Now, before we get into the Mondegreen versus eggcorn debate, it's worth noting that an eggcorn differs from a malapropism.
And a malaprop, named after a fictional character, Miss Malaprop, is one when you substitute one word for the right word and it makes it sort of a silly sense.
Yeah, the nonsensical aspect of it is what really sets aside malapropism.
Right.
For instance, the proud mother might brag that her son is preposterous when she means prosperous.
Right,
So that would be funny, you know. With eggcorns, however, the substitution has a similar meaning to the original word or phrase that actually makes some sort of sense.
Yes.
As to the difference between Mondegreens and eggcorns, it's slim.
Yeah.
Slim difference. In my mind, it seems to come down to two things. Has it been accepted by the general public to the point that people really believe the distortion is correct?
Mm-hmm.
And does it come from popular music, film, TV, literature, etc.? I think Mondegreen is kind of reserved for things that come from
pop culture.
Yeah, pop culture. The blogger who calls himself the Word Detective says the difference between a Mondegreen and an Eggcorn is that a Mondegreen is a mishearing, specifically of a song lyric or poem, that is usually restricted to one person at a time and doesn't spread far, if at all, before being corrected.
Right.
An Eggcorn is a substitution of the familiar for the unfamiliar that is close enough in meaning to the original to spread widely, to become widely used. The Word Detective says Eggcorns seem to be increasing in number, possibly because people writing on the web are using words and phrases they've heard but never seen in print.
Yep.
And that goes back to people don't read anymore.
Yes.
Identify this line from a 1973 song by John Fogerty. Uh-huh. There's a bathroom on the right.
There's a bad moon on the rise.
Bad moon on the rise. Well, the name of the song is Bad Moon Rising.
Right.
It's been misheard by listeners so often over the years that Fogerty has taken to puckishly including the bathroom line in his live performances of the song.
That's funny.
All right, Kyle. So
okay,
we got to decide which there's a bathroom on the right.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an Eggcorn or a Mondegreen?
That'd be a Mondegreen.
Because it comes from a song?
What? No, because it's not the same meaning. Bathroom on the left means here's a bathroom. Bad moon on the rise means...
Right. But acorns don't necessarily mean the same thing.
Yeah.
But I'll take what you're saying. They're closer. They're kind of close to what...
Right. So I'd say it's a
really
Mondegreen.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right. Yeah.
The militant grammarian is Catherine Sherlds. She spoke with Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums.